当讲到步道的时候，其实步道是最好是一个系列啊，那我们能够一张一张的这样讲下来，那样有一个连续性。
And unfortunately, when someone like me comes once a quarter, it's hard to get any kind of continuity and flow to what you want to communicate.
但是很不幸，像我是每个季度来一次这样的，那我们的延续性、持续性就不太够。
So what oftentimes happens is people like me preach topical sermons.
这就是为什么像我这样的话，有时候布道就只是以主题性的布道为主。
Which are okay, but sometimes you don't quite get the fullness of the text.
这样也可以，但是遗憾的是，你不能得到整篇的精髓。
And what makes it even worse is when you get old, you start thinking, well, what do I really want to communicate to people that I love, but I don't see very often?
更不幸的是，当我老的时候，有时候就在想，那我，你这些我所爱的弟兄姐妹们，但是我该跟他们交通什么呢？
And so this morning is well, this last week as I was thinking and praying, preparing for sermon, what do I cover?
当我在这星期在祷告、在准备的时候，我就在想，这今天我究竟是要来传达什么？
And it made me go all the way back to the beginning of my own Christian experience.
可能是回到我最最初的基督徒的经历。
Go ahead and do the next slide. Well, it made me think, what is a Christian?
所以说，什么是基督徒？
I thought, well, I grew up in a church.
我是在一个教会里面长大的。
From the time I can remember until I graduated from high school, every Sunday, unless I was sick, I was in church.
如果我记得的话，在我的从高中开始，每一个主日，只要我没有生病，我都会去教会。
Even as a little boy, I loved the Bible stories.
就算是一个小男孩的时候，
But
我也喜欢圣经故事。
especially when David takes down Goliath, war stories where God conquers through the little guy.
特别是大卫战胜哥利亚的那种故事。
But I got to college and I thought I was a Christian, but after a while I began to drift away.
当我进入大学的时候，我自认为我还是基督徒，但其实我已经偏离了。
And then I joined a fraternity.
Okay.
Yeah, a social fraternity.
哦，但其实上我加入了一些社团。
I don't know if you know about social fraternities, but they're not particularly good places.
我不知道你了不了解美国大学的社团，它并不是一些很好的地方。
And they attract a certain kind of people.
他们吸引某一些人，
And they're not Christians.
他们并不是基督徒。
And they do a lot of drinking.
他们有很多都酗酒，
And they do a lot of partying.
还有很多狂欢。
And a lot of womanizing. Taking advantage of women.
对，他们也非常就是寻欢作乐。
Unfortunately, I became like the people that I began to hang out with.
很不幸，我也成为了那样的人。
It became clear after a while that I was not a Christian.
所以说，一段时间里面，很明显，我不是基督徒。
Because, in spite of the fact I went to church and I enjoyed the Bible stories and I was a good person until I went to college, I didn't really grasp what it meant to be a Christian.
所以，就算我以前一直是去教会参加读经，但是后来我已经没有能够真正的抓住什么才是真正的基督。
But thankfully, as I'm spiraling downward, God grabbed hold of me.
当我堕落的时候，非常高兴的是神仍旧抓住了我。
I was a student during the period of time when the Jesus Revolution was taking place on campuses across the country.
我做学生的时候，那时候也是基督复兴的时候。
And one of my fraternity brothers became a Christian.
那我社团里面的有一个弟兄，他成为了一个基督徒，
And he witnessed to me and a bunch of other people.
然后他对我们做见证。
And I remember the night that I invited Christ to be my Lord. We were sitting in my room.
我记得有一天在我的房间里面，我们一起邀请神来做我们的主。
And he went through a gospel presentation with me called The Four Spiritual Laws.
他向我们传达了福音的信息，我记得那就是属灵的四定律。
And I still remember that the two verses that stood out to me, the one that actually drew me into a true relationship with Christ was Ephesians 2:8 and 9.
我仍记得当中的两节经文，其中的一节抓住，紧紧的抓住我的，那就是以弗所书的第，
It says, "For by grace you are saved through faith."
也就是，
I'm sorry.
Ephesians which one?
2:8-9. 2:8-9.
Two, eight, and nine. 以弗所书第二章的第八节和第十节这里。
So, "For by grace you are saved through faith."
通过恩典，你从你是 grace 哦，你们得救是本乎恩，
It's not of yourselves, it's a gift of God.
并不出于自己呢，是才出于神的恩典，
It's not a result of work so that no one can boast.
不是因为你们的工作，乃是因为神爱你。
But the other thing that stood out to me was because my life had become so unwholesome, was John 10:10.
另外一句就是影响我的，那就是约翰福音的第10章第10节。
Jesus said, "I came that you might have life and have an abundant, a full and meaningful life."
神说道：“我来是要你们得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
And God did a work of grace in my soul.
”神，在这里面来拯救我的魂。
It turned me around, and even though I didn't change immediately, the Lord began to move me in ways that I would never have guessed a year earlier would have happened.
他在那里把我转换，他让我更加接近他。
And I got involved with the campus ministry, and our motto was "The World for Christ in Our Generation."
我也加入了校园的施工，那个施工的名称也就是我们的世代，我们要归主。
And great things happened. We saw God lead hundreds of people to Christ over the next couple of years.
在后面的几年里面，我们就看到非常美妙的事情发生了。我们看到绝大多数很大数量的人会医治。
And I decided instead of going to medical school when I graduated, I was going to go to seminary instead.
就这样，在我毕业的时候，我没有去医学院，我去了神学院。
But in the time since then, it's gotten very spiritually dead.
在那段时间，在那之前的时间里面。在灵里面是死的，
And I go, "What happened?"
那我就在问，到底发生了什么？
I think that what's happened is that we've kind of lost track of what it really means to be a Christian.
因为我们没有抓住什么才是真正的基督徒。
Part of the problem is that we think that idea of having an abundant life in Christ, which is biblical, means I want everything to go well.
因为我们以为在经文里面说，我们得生命得得更丰盛，是指我们一切都会安好。
Now, there are a lot of biblical terms that are used for what it means to be a Christian, how you become a Christian in the scriptures.
所以在圣经里面有很多的术语，和描述，是说基督徒究竟该怎么样。
The most famous of them is John 3:5, where Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born again."
那最有名的也就是在约翰福音的3章5节也就是神对尼哥底母说：“你要重生。
Now, Nicodemus got that kind of wrong, and he said, "Well, I can't get back into my mother and come back out again."
”那尼哥底母那时候他没有明白，他说：“我怎么能够再回到母亲的体内再重新出来呢？”
Obviously, Jesus meant that you have to start all over in a spiritual sense.
那耶稣的意思是从灵里面，你要重新开始。
Another picture is that of being justified or legally acquitted.
或者就是还有另外一个经文，就是关于是称义宣告是无罪的。
The picture that you get in Romans 5:1 is that you are on death row and you're going to be executed. And at the last minute, your sentence is commuted and you are set, you're acquitted from the charges against you.
那这经文就是在罗马书的第5章第1节，他就描述给我们看到，我们有罪，但是我们在最后被宣判的时候，我们就要被宣告成罪。
Another picture is that you are ransomed or you are bought out of slavery.
另外一个一幅画面比喻或者是比喻，就是赎回，买赎回来。
The term that we use most probably in Christian circles that we are saved or we're rescued.
那我们在基督徒里面，我们常常喜欢说我们是被拯救的。
A picture there is of a man out in the ocean drowning, and someone comes along and pulls him out of the water into the boat, and his life is spared.
那画面就像是在海洋当中有一个人正在淹水，但是有一艘船过来把他救了出来。
And these are all really important.
这些都是非常重要的。
Soundly biblical.
非常非常重要的。圣经经文，
But there's a fifth one that doesn't get talked about very much.
但是有第五个我们不是不太说。
That's the picture of immigration.
第五个也就是关于移民。
And we read this verse this morning in Colossians 1:13.
那今天我们在哥罗西书的第一章十三节我们就读到过。
Says you have been transferred from the domain of darkness, Satan's kingdom, into the kingdom of light, Jesus' kingdom.
它里面就说到你被你从那个黑暗的国度里面转移到了他的爱子的国度里。
Let's go to the next slide. Now, again, all of these are biblical pictures of what it means or how one becomes a Christian, but there's a couple of differences between the first four and the one that I'm going to focus on today.
所以有很多关于基督徒的圣经用语，那么有就像前面第四个前面的四节。但是今天我想要，今天我想要着重讲的是第五点。
The first four all kind of can skew towards the idea of what do I get out of this?
因为前四个都是关于我能从中得到什么。
I'm born again.
我重生了。
I'm no longer under condemnation.
我不再受辖制。
I've been bought from the slavery that I've been in.
我从奴役当中被救赎出来。
And, you know, I've been saved.
我被拯救了。
But it's all focuses on me.
所有的都是着重于我。
The last one focuses on something a little bit different.
那最后一个比喻呢，它就更加着重的点不同。
Too often, the first four is pictured as this is a ticket for me to get to heaven.
前四个是关于我如何能够去天堂的。
A.W. Pink, I don't know whether you can read this on the screen or not. I can't read it on my own computer. But he says this, the nature of Christ's salvation is woefully misrepresented by the present-day evangelist. He announces a savior from hell rather than a savior from sin. And that is why so many are fatally deceived, for there are multitudes who wish to escape the lake of fire, who have no desire to be delivered from their carnality and worldliness.
那这一段经文是这个 A.W. Pink 他曾经 quote 过的啊，他说，今日的福音派传道人常常的错误的宣讲基督的救恩，他们传扬的是一种，为人就脱离地狱的救主，而不是一位救人脱离罪恶的救主。这就是为何许多人致命的到被致命的误导，因为有无数的人，他们想要逃脱地狱的火焰，却不愿意被拯救脱离他们。这个属世的情欲观和世界观。
In other words, it's a picture of, hey, you know, I'm getting out of hell. I've got to get out of hell free card. But now I'm just going to go back to my old life, the way I've always lived, and maybe a little nicer, a little better, but still pretty much the same.
这就像是我们想要从地狱中得到解脱，但是出来以后呢，我们仍旧回到了我们自己的生活里，可能稍微好了一点点，但是我们仍旧是那个自我。
Go to the next slide. There we go. So immigration, though, goes a lot farther than these first four.
那移民的话就要远远超过前面说的四点。
Immigration is a picture of having left one country and gone to another.
移民的话就是你从一个国度里面离开，要进入到另外一个领域。
How many of you have immigrated here from someplace else?
我们这里有多数人是从其他的地方移民过来的。
Okay, a lot of you have, and you've gone through a process where you are naturalized. You're not born as an American, but now you have become an American.
那很多人都你们都经过规划这个过程，因为你们出生的时候并不是美国公民，但是通过那个规划成为美国公民。
And that's what we're going to focus on right now for the next few minutes.
这就是我们接下来要着重讲的。
We're not saved just for ourselves, but we're saved for God and for His kingdom.
我们并不是为了自己而得救，我们是为了神，为了他的国度而得救。
And we need to live our lives as subjects of the kingdom of God.
我们要为神的国度来而存活。
So, for the next few minutes, we're going to look at three, we're going to try to answer three questions of what? What is a kingdom? What does it mean to be a citizen of that kingdom? And what should be the result?
那接下来我们就要讲三大点，什么是神的国，什么是神的国的公民，什么是What's the last one？
What should be the
哦，
result?
那最终的结果会是什么？OK。
All right, so first question that we need to ask when we're asking what is the kingdom of God is we have to ask what a kingdom in general is.
那当我们要问神的国是什么的时候，我们首先了解从总的意义上来讲，是国度是什么。
In its simplest form, a kingdom is just a place where a king reigns over everybody.
一个国度，一个王国，就是由君王统治的领域。
In other words, a kingdom is a place where if the king says jump, you say, how high should I jump?
在这国度里，就像是国王在问你跳啊，再说跳，你就会回答说要跳多高。
For those of us who've grown up in a democratic context, we don't go for that kind of thing for the most part.
那对于我们多数人是在一个民主国家里面生长的话，我们不太了解这样的概念。
If we don't like the way that the country is running, we get out and we organize people together and we vote and we try to get somebody new in that will lead in the direction we want to go.
像我们这样的方式，那么我们如果不喜欢某一种统治的话，我们就会组织然后其他组织起来把它推翻，然后再通过领导进入我们自己喜欢的一种形式。
This is a relatively new phenomenon.
这是一种非常新的现象。
Throughout human history, there has almost always been a ruler who says what you're supposed to do, and the people just do it.
在人类的历史上，其实很多数的时候都是有一个统治者，他会告诉我们该怎么做。
Now, I'm not saying that's the best way to do things.
这并不一定是代表着最好的方式。
But in biblical times, that's just the way it was.
在圣经的时代，这就是该有的形式。
Now, in the scriptures, the idea of a kingdom is different because the king is supposed to be God himself.
那么在以后的将来呢，那位成为国王的，那就应该是神他自己。
But we'll go into that a little bit more in a minute.
我们可能后面再讲到。
But yeah, I read a story recently about someone who escaped from North Korea.
最近我也读到了一个故事，是关于有人逃脱了北朝鲜。
North Korea and Afghanistan are the two worst countries in the world for persecution of their own people.
那北朝鲜和阿富汗就是世界上最两个国家，他们非常压迫自己的国民。
And the situation is so bad that people, I mean, they're dying because they don't have anything they need because everything goes to Kim Jong-un.
在那里的状况非常糟糕，很多人都在死亡，因为所有的东西、所有的物质，资源都是到那个青青山上的。
Everything is about loyalty to him. I said everything is about loyalty to him.
那所有的物品都是到了那个领导者那里。
And if you try to escape, you'll be killed.
如果你想要脱逃的话，你就会被杀掉。
And if you do escape and they catch you, but they bring you back, you'll be killed.
如果你成功的脱逃了，但是他们又把你抓回来了，你还是会被杀掉。
But this story that I read was about a woman who actually got away. And she wound up being able to come to the United States.
我读到的那故事呢，是里面的那个妇女，她脱逃成功，并且来到了美国，
And it radically changed her life.
非常非常不一样的改变了她的生活。
She renounced all allegiance that was forced upon her to North Korea, and she has now said that she is a citizen of the United States.
他放弃了所有他对北朝鲜的忠诚，成为了一个美国的公民。
And for her, it's not a matter of just being free, it's a matter of being a citizen of a country where she has freedom.
对他来讲，他不单单只是自由了，他是更多的是他成为了一个自由国度里的公民。
And just recently, one of my students became an American citizen.
最近我的一个学生也成为了公民。
And I went to the naturalization service.
我去了他的规划的典礼，
And I was very impressed with it.
我非常高兴看到。
Next slide, please. This is the oath of allegiance that she took when she and 200 other people at the same time raised their right hand and swore allegiance to the United States. This is what she said. I hereby declare on oath that I absolutely and entirely renounce and abjure all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty of whom or of which I have heretofore been a subject or citizen, that I will support and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I will bear arms on behalf of the United States when required by law, that I will perform non-combatant service in the armed forces of the United States when required by law, that I will perform work of national importance under civilian direction when required by law, and I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. So help me God.
在美国的规划宣言里面说到，我在此庄严宣誓，我完全彻底的放弃，并否认我以前所效忠的任何外国君主、元首、国家或主权的忠诚。我将支持并捍卫美利坚合众国的宪法和律法，抵抗所有外国及国内的敌人。我将对其保持真正的忠诚和效忠。当法律要求时，我愿为美利坚合众国服役；当法律要求时，我愿在美军中履行非战斗任务；当法律要求时，我愿意在文职指挥下从事国家重要任务。我怀着完全自愿的心态，自愿的态度接受这一个义务，不带任何保留或者逃避的目的。愿上帝保佑。
So you can see that when a person takes this oath, they say, I'm done with everything from the past, and now everything belongs to the new.
当人念了这段宣言以后，他就代表我放弃了以前所有的一切，我将接受将来的。
And becoming a Christian is like that.
成为一个基督徒也就是类似的。
Next slide, please. So we've talked about what a kingdom is. What is the kingdom of God?
那么我们说到了什么是佛，那么现在我们来讲什么是神的国度。
Now, a lot of people, when they think about that, they generally think in terms of heaven.
很多人当听到神的国度的时候，他们往往就是天堂。
And so it's something that's out there and a long way off, and I don't get there till I die.
是那个远在上面，远在我们现在还不能接触，只有到死亡的时候才能到的地方。
Now, the kingdom of God includes that.
神的国还包括了天堂，
But that's the end point of the kingdom of God.
但是神的国度的终点。
The kingdom of God is actually any place where God rules and reigns over people.
神的国度是神掌权的地方。
And where does God rule?
那神在哪里掌权呢？
Well, in one sense, he rules over everything, right? He oversees and upholds the entire universe.
在某一点，他是掌权了所有的地方，难道不是吗？
But in this fallen world, Satan is the ultimate ruler.
但是在这堕落的世界里，撒旦才是现在掌权。
Jesus says that Satan is the prince of this world.
耶稣曾经说过，撒旦是那个空中的王。
Paul says he's the God of this world.
保罗也说过，他是这世界的王。
When Adam and Eve sinned and fell, the sovereignty that they were supposed to have working together with God got transferred to Satan.
当亚当和夏娃堕落的时候，他们就把他们的那个掌权的属性交托给了。
And so everything around us is ruled by the enemy.
所以，我们现在所有的都是，被撒旦所管坏，
Not just North Korea,
不单单只是北朝鲜，
not just China or other places,
也不单单只是像中国大陆或者其他地方，
not even the United States is part of what Satan rules.
就如美国也现在是在被撒旦掌权的地方。
So God, where does God rule then?
那么，神在哪里掌权呢？
He rules in the hearts and the lives of those who have confessed Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
那么他就在那些已经在心里面，归信于他的那些人啊。
So in Romans 10, 9 and 10, we read how a person actually becomes a Christian.
那在罗马书的第10章的第9节到第10节，我就谈到过，那么人怎么能够信神？
Paul says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved.
那保罗他就说到，你若口里面承认耶稣为主，心里相信他，从此以后得救得救。
And so it's essential that as we think about the fact that Jesus is our Lord, that we recognize that means that we are under the kingship, we are under the orders of our God.
所以，当我们信神了以后，我们就在他的掌权里，就在他们的国度。
And we have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness that Satan rules in this world into the kingdom of light, which God rules.
那我们就从撒旦掌权的这个黑暗的国度，进入了神掌权的光明的。
So, as we think about these things, we need to then ask the question, well, what does it look like to be, well, actually, I forgot something here. I want to look at this, the oath of allegiance again. In next slide. Okay, now this is an oath of allegiance to the kingdom of God. This is very similar to the oath of allegiance that I just had read from the United States. I've changed the words to make this a little bit more appropriate, but this is kind of what really happens when we become Christians.
那这个是关于，这是类似于规划美国公民的那宣言，但是我把它改了改，把它改成我们规划神的宣言。
So this is what it says. I hereby declare on oath, and I confess Jesus as my Lord, and I absolutely and entirely renounce and abjure allegiance and fidelity to the kingdom of darkness, of which I have been a subject or citizen, that I will support and defend the kingdom of God against all enemies. I will bear true faith and defend the kingdom of God, the place, bear true faith and allegiance to the same. I will take up the spiritual armor on behalf of the kingdom of God. I will perform service in the church according to the word of God. I will perform the work of the kingdom under importance of pastoral direction, under the support of pastor. Can't read. I'll start that last line over. I will su perform service in the church according to the word of God, and I will perform work of the kingdom importance under the pastoral direction in the power of Holy Spirit. And I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. So help me God.
我在此庄严宣誓，我承认耶稣为我的主，并且我完全彻底地放弃，并且否认对黑暗国度的任何忠诚和效忠。在此，我诚誓其臣民或公民，我将支持并捍卫神的国度，抵抗所有敌人。我将对其保持真正的忠诚和效忠。我将为神的国度背上属灵的盔甲。我将按照神的话，在教会中服侍。我将按照牧师的指导，在圣灵的能力下执行自由。神国重要性的工作，我自由地承担这一义务，没有任何保留或逃避的目的。愿上帝帮助我。
We should use this for a baptismal formula.
那我们应该用这个来作为我们受洗。
When I was a young pastor, I used to ask people just a simple question and say, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior?
我年轻的时候受洗的时候，他们只是问一些简单的问题。
They say yes.
他们问你是不是愿意接受神为主，我说是的。
And I say, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and they get wet.
然后他们会对你说：“我以圣父、圣子、圣灵的名义为你施洗。”然后他们帮你尽早水。
But it's so much more than that.
但是真正的应该远远超过那些。
We have left the world and its kingdom, and we are now in the kingdom of God.
我们离开了这个世的世界，我们进入了神的国度。
So, what does that look like?
那应该看上去应该怎么样呢？
Second, next slide. Yeah, so there are four metaphors in scriptures that I think are really important for us to keep in mind when we think about what it means to really be a Christian.
有四个比喻在经文当中的，我觉得是非常重要。其实可提醒我们真正意义上，就是成为神的国度的公民是什么意义？
It's not a matter of just coming to church on Sundays and sitting and hearing a sermon and leaving.
不单只是你们在主日来到这里，来到教会听一听信息，然后回去，
And even if you put some money in the offering plate, it's even more than that.
或者奉上或者交上你们的奉献，然后再远远要超过这些。
The kingdom metaphors that are used in the scripture for Christians are really important.
那四个比喻关于我们是为什么，这是怎么样的基督徒是非常重要的。
The first one is that of a servant.
第一个是把我们比喻成是我们是仆人。
The word servant in the original language means slave.
那在原文里面，仆人的意思也就是奴仆、臣民。
I don't know what the Chinese word that's used there is, but we kind of in English make it softer by calling them a bond servant or something like that instead.
我不知道中文里面的翻译是如何，在英文里面，我们就把它翻译成奴仆。
And even politically, a lot of times we'll talk about people who live in Great Britain are subjects of King Charles.
我们往往会说到像，比如说像英国，生活在英国的公民，他们是查尔斯国王的等于随从。
But the biblical word means, as a servant of Jesus Christ, that I owe everything to him, and therefore anything he says, I need to do.
那么在圣经的教义里面呢，那 servant 这个奴仆的意思就是我欠所有的啊。我对耶稣欠着所有的。
Paul says in almost all of his letters, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ.
保罗在他的书信里面都自称为我是耶稣基督的奴仆。
So anything that Jesus wanted Paul to do, Paul said, Yes, sir, and immediately began to do it.
当耶稣对保罗会说你要去做什么时候，保罗会马上回答，是的，我会去做。
The kingdom of God is the number one priority for every Christian.
神的国度对每一个基督徒来说都是第一个优先的。
Matthew 6:33 says, Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount says, Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
马太福音的第6章33节那里提到过，他说你们要先求他的国和他的义，那这些东西都加给你。
So, first of all, we're supposed to be servants. Second of all, we're supposed to be soldiers.
第一个我们要成为奴仆，第二个我们要成为他的战士。
Both in Ephesians 6 and 2 Corinthians 10, we read that we are fighting in a spiritual war zone.
正如以弗所书的第6章和哥罗西书的，哥罗西书的第10章那里面，他都提到过，我们正在进行一个属灵的征战。
We're going to dig into this more during Sunday school today, but it's really important.
今天我们在主日学里面会更加进一步讲到。
But the fact is, even though that we have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his son, we are still living in the kingdom of darkness.
就算我们已经从这个属世的国度里转到了他儿子的那个神的国度里面，但我们仍旧活在这个世界上。
It's kind of like that we have been parachuted in behind enemy lines, and now we are fighting the battle that needs to be fought to win this kingdom of darkness. Back to Jesus' control.
就好比我们空降在了敌人的后线，现在我们要战争，能够把这个黑暗的国度，战胜它，要成为神的国度。
It's hard to believe sometimes when things are going well and it's a nice sunny morning and you get out of bed, you have a good breakfast, and you're enjoying, let's say you're enjoying the weekend, that you're really in the middle of a battle.
有时候很难想象，当你在一个阳光明媚的早晨起来，在吃着早饭，然后来教会，但是你却正在一场战争中。
But that's the reality.
那这就是事实。
If you were right now in Gaza or in the Ukraine and you were in an area where there was fighting and you went outside without your helmet and your black jacket, you would probably be dead fairly quickly.
如果想象一下，我们现在是在加沙或者是在乌克兰那里正在发生战争，你外出却没有带着你的头盔，那很有可能就会死。
And yet, the spiritual battle that rages around us is so intense that it could take you, it could take me down very easily if we're not prepared to fight.
那在属灵的征战中是非常残酷的，如果我们没有准备好的话，我们就会死亡。
you want to explore that more? Stay around for Sunday school.
如果你想要了解更多，那就来参加今天的主日学。
We're not just soldiers, we're also ambassadors.
我们不单单只是战士，我们也是大使。
Now, in reality, what that basically means is that we are witnesses for Jesus.
从某种意义上来讲，我们是基督的见证人。
In our words and in our deeds, everything we're doing should, in some way, shape, or form, be informing the world in which we live of the kingdom of God and God's love and His power.
从我们自己的所行所为当中，我们就是在为基督做见证。
Most Christians I know are a little bit afraid of being witnesses.
现在很多的基督徒，他们非常害怕作为见证的。
But with a little training, it's not all that bad.
如果得到一定训练的话，做见证人并不是很糟糕的事。
With a real relationship with Jesus Christ, it should be natural.
如果我们有着和基督的新的关系，那作为他的见证人是一种非常自然的事。
With the picture of being an ambassador is kind of cool, right?
如果想象一下，我成为一个大使，难道这不是很好？
Yeah. I mean,
很美妙的吗？
I would like to be an ambassador for the United States in some foreign country where everybody thinks, oh, he's an important person.
我都在想，我觉得成为一个美国驻外国大使是一个很美，是很有意思的事。
And when I speak the will of my country, everybody goes, oh, that's what they really want.
当我在讨论关于我自己的国家的时候，他们那些民众都会在想，啊，原来是这样。
And we should have that kind of mentality when we realize that as we go outside our doors again on an average day, we are entering a place where we are ambassadors for Christ.
我们也应该这样。当我们每天外出的时候，我们就应该想到，我们是作为神的国度的大使。
That's part of what it means to be a Christian.
这也是作为基督徒的一部分。
And then finally, we are sons.
最后的，我们是神的儿女。
Well, I could also say sons and daughters.
我会说的是儿子和女儿。
How is that a kingdom metaphor?
这是怎么预表这个国度呢？
It means that we are royalty.
这代表我们就是王室。
I mean, if you want to have a good self-image of yourself, I mean, I grew up in a very poor family.
我是在一个非常贫穷的家庭里。
And I was bullied a little bit when I was in high school because I was a little short kid and very skinny, and then I grew and I wasn't quite so bad. But you know, the idea was I was just kind of a poor kid that nobody liked.
在高中的时候，因为我的个子小，我还曾经被欺负过。但是总的，我就我总的概念就是，我以前是一个非常可怜的小孩。
I wasn't important.
我一点都不重要。
And yeah, if I could have thought of myself as being a prince, you know, it would be really great.
从来我一直想在想象当中，我如果能够成为一个王子。
So the pictures that we have here of what it means to be a kingdom citizen are pictures of what it should be for us to be Christians.
所以这里的前面讲的几个比喻是对于我们成为神的国度的公民的一个非常重要。
And it's really essential that we begin to think in this way because as we do, our lives are changed and then the people's lives around us are changed as well.
因为这样，当我们的生活、生命，当我们的生命有改变的时候，我们周围的人的生命，他们也会改变。
Which brings us to the next slide and the last point. So what should be the result? If I begin to think of myself as a citizen of the kingdom, as my primary identity, it should make huge differences.
那么结果应该是什么？当我想到我已经是神国的公民的时候。
One of the things that should happen is, as I as an individual begin to realize this, it should have an impact on my church.
那有一点就是我应该想到我应该在自己的教会里面要有作用。
In other words, there's something that I learned about seminary called the 80-20 principle.
我曾经学到过一个关于叫做80-20的定律。
And keep in mind that I've been out of seminary for 46 years.
大家记得我在神学领域已经有46年了。
And these statistics remain virtually the same.
但是这个统计的这个统计数字仍旧是能够正确。
But the 80-20 principle says that 80% of the work in the average church is done by 20% of the people.
在这个统计里面，在属世的所有的教会里面，80%的工作，在教会的80%的工作是由20%的人做的。
In other words, there are very few people that are really overworked and a lot of people that really aren't doing much of anything.
用另外一句话来讲，就是有少一部分的人，他们工作的非常的多，另外大部分的人，他们基本上没有在做工。
If you begin to see yourself as a kingdom citizen and not just an ordinary Christian, you begin to contribute what God has given you in His power to the revitalization, to the revival of the church.
当你能够意识到自己是神的国民的话，那你也会加入到这个教会的复兴。
So it could be an incredible thing if we really began to see everyone get involved in the way that God has gifted them and place them, because then we begin to see everyone grow.
我们会看到每个人都按照神给他们的能力，给他们的，给他们的意愿，他们能够加入到这个工作里面来。
So this idea of revival, though, won't stay put. It doesn't remain just it contained inside the four walls of the church.
那教会的复兴不应该只是被局限于这个教会的四面墙里面，
It can lead to an awakening of the entire country.
它应该能够最终指导导致整个国家的觉醒。
The nature of our culture in the United States has been like my life was back in the 1970s, going slowly down the tube.
美国现状自从1970年以后。就你们看到，它已经是在往下，在沉沦。
And everyone was hoping, but once we got a new president, that things would change, that the culture would become different.
每个人都在希望我们得到一个新的总统。当我们得到一个新的总统时，那我们的文化都能够得到复兴。
Maybe a little bit that's starting to happen.
可能有那么一点点，可能正在发生。
But things do not change just with outward manipulation or force.
但是事情并没有，并不只是因为有一些操纵而这样就能改变。
Things only begin to change in a culture, in a country, when people's hearts are changed and they begin to live a life that's pleasing to God.
真正的改变要来源于文化的改变，要来源于每个人的心理的改变。
So as we begin to fight spiritual battles and represent Christ as ambassadors well, people will begin to come to Christ.
当我们代表着。基督在属灵战争，在作为他的大使，作为他的战士的话，其他的人可能会要来反对这个基督徒。
And as people come to Christ, lives and the entire culture begins to change according to.
那当人们来到基督的面前的时候，那他们整个文化，他们整个的心才能得到改变。
Back in the 1970s, when I first became a Christian, there were hundreds of lives that were changed.
70年代，当我成基督徒的时候，那时候有很多人，大量的人的心，他们得到了拯救。
But there wasn't the huge impact on the culture that it could have had.
那就是当时文化里面可以得到的。
Because people, as they became Christians, thought the only thing they needed to do was to come to church and to put some money in the offering plate, and that was all that was required of them.
那时人们。只是以为成为基督徒就是主日来到教会有一些奉献。
What would have happened if everyone had begun to be taught the reality of kingdom ministry and see their lives as soldiers and ambassadors and servants and sons of God?
但是如果我们当时就有正确的教导他们每个人看自己的身份是不同的，是战士，是大使，是臣服的时候。
It's happened before.
这个以前发生过。
It happened in the United States during the First Great Awakening back and the Second Great Awakening as well back in the late 1700s and the early 1800s.
在17世纪和18世纪时候，那时候发生过，就是那时候大觉醒的时候。
It happened in Great Britain in the during the Wesley revivals that took place in the late 1700s.
在17世纪下叶，在英国的时候也发生过。
As a matter of fact, sociologists and historians say that if that had not been for the revival that took place and the awakening that came about as a result of that in Great Britain, that it might have gone the same way that France did in terms of the entire country becoming chaotic and falling under the oppression of dictatorship.
曾经有社会学家在那里，研究过，如果当时英国没有大觉醒运动的话，他们很有可能就像法国一样，成为了会进入一个疯狂时代。
So we need to pray for this.
所以我们要为此祷告。
We need to pray that we would begin to live our lives as kingdom citizens.
所以我们要为我们如何能够成为神的国度的公民来祷告。
To see ourselves not just as Christians, but to see ourselves as part of a powerful movement that God is creating to bring the world to know Jesus as Lord and Savior.
不单只是我们的身份是基督徒，我们更要在神的这个运动中，把整个世界能够认识到耶稣基督是那位主。
But one other thing happens too, unfortunately.
但是非常不幸，有另外一件事也正在发生。
If we really begin to take this seriously and we begin to see the churches come alive, there will be opposition.
当我们想要做神的工作的时候，另外我们也会得到很多压迫，
There may be persecution.
可能有迫害。
And this spiritual warfare that comes about as a result of Satan not wanting to see people taken from his kingdom.
那在灵这战争当中，撒旦他不愿意看到他所辖制的人回归到神那里。
I have a former student who, when he became a Christian, he, renounced citizenship in the country that he was part of and became really committed to this idea of being a citizen of the kingdom of God.
我有一个学生，他成为基督徒的时候，他放弃了所有以前他的公民啊国权，他加入到这个神的国度里。
He has since then begun to be a really strong witness for Jesus. He's written a book that will get him in a lot of trouble if he ever goes back to his country of origin.
他做了很多的见证，他也写了一本书。那本书如果他回到他原先的国家，都会让他有很大的麻烦。
And yet he says it's absolutely worth it if it advances the kingdom of God.
但是他说这一切都是值得的。
Last slide. Just a couple of quotes here in terms of so what? What difference does it make? The first quote here is by a woman named Ruth Tucker, a church historian. And she says this: By the end of the first century, the church was established to some extent in Europe, Africa, and Asia. Just a little bit. By the middle of the fourth century, it had become so powerful that even the emperor of Rome had to bow to its presence. What this proves is that the New Testament statement of the Great Commission didn't inspire missionary outreach, as it described the automatic outreach of a vital, dynamic faith. Nothing could stem its irresistible advance.
这一段是由 Ruth Tucker 这位女士写的。到了公元1世纪末，教会已在欧洲、非洲和亚洲扎根。然而，到了4世纪中叶，它已经强大到连皇帝都不得不承认它的存在。这证明了新约大使命的教导不仅激励了宣教运动，更描述了一种充满活力和动力的信仰自然性传播的现象，没有任何力量能够阻挡。
An 18th century Scottish preacher said this: It is useless to preach the kingdom when we do not carry into its center of life the control of the king. The first duty of every soul is not to find its freedom, but its master. And the first charge of every church is to offer, nay, to mediate him.
当我们不让基督的主权渗透到生命的中心时，讲传神的国度是毫无意义的。每一个灵魂的首要责任不是去寻找自由，而是去寻找他的主。每个教会的首要任务不仅仅传递，而是活出引导人们认识这位君王。
I'll close with this last quote. It's a little story behind it. Charles Peace was a man who had been convicted of murder in 19th century England. And as he was being led away to the gallows to be hung, a pastor was walking with him, trying to convince him to ask God's forgiveness and to receive that forgiveness because he was going to die and go into eternity apart from God.
Charles Peace，他是在美呃，他在英国的一位罪犯，曾经的一位罪犯。他在被要受绞刑的之前，有一位牧师从他的前面经过，然后再给他传福音，告诉他我能够怎样进入神的国度。
He said this to the pastor before he died, after he'd heard the story of Christ. He said, Sir, I do not share your faith, but if I did, if I believed what you say you believe, then although England were covered with broken glass from coast to coast, I would crawl the length and breadth of it on hand and knee and think the pain worthwhile to save a single soul from this eternal hell of which you speak.
那 Charles Peace 他就回答这位传教的，他说：“先生，我并不分享你的信仰，但如果我相信你所说的，如果我真的相信一个永恒的地狱，那么即使整个英格兰会被玻璃破碎，我也愿意爬过整个国家，不惜忍受痛苦，只为救一个灵魂脱离这一般的生活。”
Here was a criminal who grasped the importance of what it really meant to be a kingdom citizen, even though he rejected it. May God help us to grasp the reality of what it means to be a Christian. Amen.